This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
So I have John Lee Dumas on today. He is the entrepreneur on fire, interviewing entrepreneurs on fire. Why don't you give you some more background about yourself?
Yeah, real quick. I mean, Joe, I'm just a country boy from the state of Maine and spent 8 years in the Army as an officer, tried a bunch of different careers where I failed at miserably. Law school for a semester, corporate finance for 18 months, residential and commercial real estate for over 4 years, both on the West and East Coast. Just not finding my swing, not finding my stride, and really quitting, just being a quitter for a long period in my life. But at the age of 32, I finally had a little aha moment, I like to say, which was to create a 7-day-a-week podcast that interviews entrepreneurs on fire. And that's when I launched my podcast. And here we are 725 episodes later, with over 10 million downloads to date, having won Best of iTunes in 2013, Forbes, Inc., Time Magazine features. The accolades keep piling up, and I just keep having fun.
So, John, today's episode is all about removing distractions. You know, distractions get in our way all the time, and sometimes it's people, sometimes it's outside things like Twitter or Facebook or wanting to play PlayStation all day or just go outside and hang out at the beach, you know, go, was it paddle boating or?
Paddle boarding.
Paddle boarding, right.
We actually call it SUP, stand up paddle boarding.
So, you know, those things can tend to be a distraction. And sometimes even yourself can be a distraction because you don't know how to stay focused on one thing. I know I find myself constantly, like, I'm doing something and I open up a separate window and I'm like, okay, in between page loads of looking at different websites, I'm already doing something else. Like, because it, you know, oh, it takes 2 seconds, but you know what? In those 2 seconds, I could be doing something else. And there's a term, switch tasking, not multitasking, which I'm a huge proponent of, is switch tasking. It's not multitasking. You can only do one thing at a time. What kind of distractions do you run into?
I run into a ton of distractions, and I'll get into those in detail in a second. But, you know, a couple of tools I want to share that have really worked well for me. One's called Total Focus. And that just allows you to put on your websites sites that you're blocking from yourself. It's like handcuffing yourself from going to YouTube or Facebook or Twitter or your email while you know you need to set time to do on an absolute task. And, you know, it's tools like that, that another one's called Freedom. If you just type in like Mac Freedom or something, they will lock out you from getting distracted from doing certain things that you know just end up being rabbit holes. You get stuck down going. Because you might open up your email address just to, say, write somebody an email, but then you see you have 6 unread messages, and next thing you know, you're in there for an hour responding to messages and doing tasks that came up during the... I mean, it's an absolute mess, and you need to really learn the tips, tools, and tactics to get around getting distracted by doing that stuff and how I set things up. I'm a huge believer, number one, Joe, in Parkinson's Law. Tasks will expand to the time that you allot them. So I allot specific amount of time to do a task and that task only. And if I just had on my calendar, do X, Y, Z, and it was a completely open day, it would take me that whole day to do X, Y, and Z. But if I give myself an hour to do that, guess what? Your mind just goes into this other gear and you knock stuff out and you get stuff done. And it's so powerful. And another method I really want to challenge people to try is called the Pomodoro method. And that's where you're doing 25 minutes on, 5 minutes off. You can adjust it if you want to, 40 minutes on, 5 minutes off. But it's important to give your mind parameters about how much you're going to be working. It can't be this open-ended thing because then the mind wants to escape because it doesn't have an end time. But when you know that you're about to have a buzzer going off at a certain amount of time, you're just able to focus and to get into that topic. And then it's healthy for you too, Joe, because then that alarm goes off. That's your tip to get up and do some pull-ups, do some push-ups, jumping jacks, walk around for a couple minutes, get some fresh air on my balcony, whatever it might be. Get out of this chair. Get out of just this digital world that I'm living in for a second and like actually look around, if only for 5 minutes, and just appreciate life. So Parkinson's Law, schedule things. Get things on your calendar. Lock it in for specific times and stick to that. The Pomodoro method, give it a whirl. And use tools like Total Focus and Mac Freedom when you're first starting to really make sure you stay accountable to that.
Sorry, I couldn't pay attention. I was checking my Facebook there.
So typical.
I know, right? In between all those things. I personally haven't used the Pomodoro method, but very good friends of mine do, and they love it. One thing I use is, I can't think of the app, but I'll put it in the show notes. It's a free app for Mac it forces you to take breaks, and you can set the parameters of it, and it comes up, and it just stays up on the screen the entire time.
Yeah. I would like to know that. Hit me up with that.
Yeah, I will. It's mostly meant for like. I think it's called anti RSI. Yeah.
Antisocial? Oh no. Anti RSI.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be meant for your like to save your wrists. But what it actually can be used for is very similar type things as the Pomodoro method and all that. And you can set little breaks and then big breaks. Like every hour you get 5 minutes, but every. I think 5 or 10 minutes is 5 minutes. You take like 10 seconds off or 15 seconds off, and it just comes up and it stays up. And every time you move the mouse or you touch a key, it resets the clock to 15 seconds. Yeah. So you can't get away from it. When I do a lot of office type work, I try to use it so that I give myself breaks.
Right.
Just 10 second breaks every 5 minutes, adds up. And then every hour you get like 5 minutes up to just walk around. I love the ideas of getting up and just doing some jumping jacks or some push-ups or some sit-ups or just go take a walk around the block or the office. You go get some more coffee, water, whatever it is. You just get away from looking at the screen, looking at whether it's even your phone. Sometimes you go from looking at your computer, you go down to your phone, and you're not really getting away at that point.
So true.
And a lot of times you're missing what's going on in life around you because you look down, and it's easy. You don't think that it's a distraction, but it actually is quite a big distraction. I bet you if you ask the people that you're with, if they don't have their phone out, whether or not you should have your phone out. And a great thing I mentioned in a previous episode is really utilizing the Do Not Disturb function if you have an iPhone, or I'm sure there's something similar to an Android, especially when you go to sleep, so that you're not distracted from text messages from people that happen to be up all night or in different time zones and not thinking about it.
Right.
But at the same time, you can set it to get phone calls, because if someone's calling you, it's probably pretty important.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, distractions are very limiting in what you're able to accomplish, because like you said, you end up going to Facebook and just you start looking at posts and then you're looking at pictures, and before you know it, you're doing completely off topic what you were originally supposed to be doing, whether it was on Facebook or not.
So true.
What's some analog ways that you use to stay distraction free?
So what do you mean by analog?
So, like, we use stuff to stay digitally distracted-free, whether it's to stop from going on the websites or it's... Oh, speaking of going on the websites, one thing I do is I will eliminate my bookmark bar, because Facebook's very easy to... It's like, it's up there in the bookmarks.
Right there.
Just click. Hey, how many stats have I got right now? Let's... You know what? I'm in the middle of editing. I'm going to take a 10-second break and check my stats. before you know it, it's like you're doing something totally different. So yeah, a lot of times I'll hide the bookmark bar. But analog in the sense of, say you're in a social situation and, hey, there's like a 10-second. Let me just pull out my phone and... see what's going on Facebook or Twitter or wherever. What's some of the things that you do to stay focused?
Well, I can tell you, like, for one, I don't even have my phone in the same room as me most of the time. It's in my bedroom. It's just on silent. It's under, like, for me, text messages, phone calls. Those aren't priority things for me during the day. So my phone is just not in the same capacity as me. Like, I don't have that distraction. I never have notifications on my phone. Like, it stays on silent at the whole time. I mean, that's just really important for me. And as far as distractions go, I mean, I really believe that if you are batching correctly, and again, that means, like, for me, I do 8 interviews for Entrepreneur on Fire every single Tuesday. I do 4 back-to-back interviews on other shows every single Monday. And it doesn't allow me to be distracted, because I'm going from task to task to task to task, and then I'm going to, after this interview, which is my last one, you know, I'm going to go to my calendar. I'm going to see what that next block of time is that I've set up. You know, it's not an excuse for me to dive into my email. You know, I have set times to check my email throughout the day. It's not just whenever a new message comes up. It's when, you know, it's morning, 11 a.m., you know, 4 p.m., you know, that's my email check time. And so, like, I know that that's when I'm going to be going in. And so I don't get distracted, because email, Facebook, Instagram, all this stuff is you going on somebody else's agenda. Your agenda does not live in your inbox. Your agenda does not live on Facebook. Those are other people's agenda. And so when you really realize that you need to start owning your own agenda, that's when the power of distraction really starts to dissipate.
Do you find that you spend too much time scheduling at that point?
You know, I think that there is a concern about that, as far as, like, can you go too far one way? But for me, I'm a big quarterly scheduler. So I spend a lot of time setting up my schedules by the quarter. And that big chunk of time at the beginning of that quarter pays off huge dividends, because I don't then go back in and schedule things. Like, it's all X, Y, or Z. It's like, it's already been planned out. So there is some initial work that goes in, then the day-to-day stuff just starts to flow.
Well, I mean, you could always do something like just repeating alerts or repeating things in your calendar and just have them auto-schedule themselves. And then,
totally.
I mean, you have lots of people scheduling all the time with meetme.so, which is also another way to help with that scheduling.
Huge.
I guess we'll wrap up here. Why don't you let people know how they can connect with you, John?
Yeah, sure. Well, Joe, thanks for the opportunity of chatting with you today. I mean, I'm glad we both have large matching mugs here. I mean, we both know it's important to hydrate. Very important. And for anybody that's listening right now, you want to check out what I have going on. All the magic happens at eofire.com. We do some really cool things over at our website. We have a free podcast workshop every single week where I just share, again, free live how to create, grow, and monetize your podcast. Twice a month, we do a free webinar workshop where we teach people how to create and present webinars that actually convert. And you can find out both of the next scheduled times for those at eofire.com, and would love for you to check us out.
I'll have them all in the show notes so people can find them at howtodream.co.
Love it.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for taking the time, John. I know you're super busy and you're super scheduled and you're super distraction free. And I really appreciate you taking the time. And I hope you enjoy that awesome weather that's probably going on out there right now.
It is true, Joe. But listen, we can always improve. I'm always looking to improve. And I love the message that you're sharing and the domain that you have. So congrats to you. And thanks again for letting me come on.
Not a problem. Thank you. Hey, Dreamers, Joe Pardo here. I hope you all enjoyed episode 100. I know I had a great time recording with Al Kessel, and I still can't thank him enough for being there for me. A few quick updates. I added to howtodream.co all the iTunes reviews that you have all been so kind to leave. And after talking to my friend Greg Clunas, I would love to add some YouTube testimonials to howtodream.co. So here's the deal. Record and upload your video testimonial to YouTube. Hit the Write to Joe button at the top of howtodream.co. Send me the link to your video with your mailing address, and I will mail you out a copy of my dual CD limited edition Disney music mashup album, Adventuratorium. It normally sells at jpar.co for $10 plus $3 shipping. $2.50 of every CD that's sold goes to Give Kids the World, and I'm willing to donate that myself, and I'll pay the $3 shipping for every CD that I send out for a YouTube testimonial. This gift to you can make a great gift for any Disney fan. You can find out all about Adventuratorium at jpar.co. Thanks again for listening. I really appreciate all of you. And if you enjoy the show, please, please, please share it with people you know and love. I hope you all have a magical week.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dreamers Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.
Today's background music has been provided by Tom Amin. You can check out more about Tom Amin at tomaminmusic.com.